Welcome to the Special Docs Consultants podcast series. This is Terry Bauer, and I'm CEO of Special Docs Consultants. Thank you for taking the time to be involved in this podcast. I'd like to introduce the other members of the podcast crew here, Dr. Pat Tokars, Dr. Jeff Puglisi, and Michael Friedlander. We're going to talk to our honored guests here, Jeff Puglisi and Pat Tokars, about the process that they went through to select a partner, an advisor, to transition their practice. Because physicians have a high degree of confidence, they have a high degree of passion, and they believe that they can do this. Talk to us from your perspectives how you decided to select a partner. How did you decide not to try and do it yourself? And also, what criteria you used with the partner that you selected. Pat, would you go first, please?
Sure, Terry. I think it's awfully important to recognize that this is a very complex transition that you're going to go through as a physician, both emotionally, spiritually, and financially. And I can't imagine trying to do this without a guide who has an awful lot of experience, just like you wouldn't want to do your own heart surgery. You want to work with someone who has done this many times and been successful. You want to be able to talk to other physicians who have transitioned with these partners and know that they are happy and satisfied. And I look for several criteria. Probably one of the most important is transparency, where you can feel you're talking with someone that you can trust and that you know has your best interests at heart.
Jeff, I mentioned in an earlier podcast that you studied this for quite some time. And I think you talked to just about every company in the country who even represented that they had something to do with this. Tell us about how your interview selection and decision process occurred.
It's an interesting story because I will say to you that part of the reason why I invested so much time and talked to so many different groups is because I wanted to bring a product to my partners that was foolproof, that had a fail-safe, that I knew definitively that the group that we worked with was going to get us over the finish line and was going to allow us to have a successful practice where we could be autonomous, very important. I love the word transparent because I think that's something that a lot of physicians are fearful of any group that's going to charge any amount of money to help you through this transition process. But at the end of the day, you have to go with your gut and know that the group that has got your back is going to be there through thick and thin. The 6 months or more that it takes to transition a practice are difficult. They're difficult in a lot of different ways. And you need to have a partner that's going to feel that pain with you and get you through it and tell you that everything's going to be okay and work with you to make sure of that. When I met the group here, Michael Friedlander, Roberta Greenspan, I knew that they were family from the moment that I met them. I just had to prove that to my partners. And I think the more that they interacted with the two of you and with the team here, it made it very, very easy, that decision. It's very interesting because it's analogous to a new patient that interviews me. I see the exact same criteria process going on. But there's no doubt that Special Docs, out of every single transition team in the country, prides themselves on relationship building first and foremost. You didn't have any failures. There was no practice before mine that was failing. And that was not the case for a lot of the companies out there. And I think they were just not vetting their physicians correctly to make sure that the demographics were done correctly, that they were identified as physicians that would be able to do this and do it well, and who had already been practicing a concierge-like style prior to this, which is really the most important determinant to success.
Thank you, Jeff. Michael, you've been doing this for almost 9 years. And, you know, one of the things that I think makes this company unique is that we're highly selective. Talk a little bit about the process that we go through as a company to help us determine if the physician's practice is going to be a successful concierge practice.
We really dive deep into a physician's practice to evaluate whether or not they meet the thresholds that we know are important for a successful transition. And like I had said earlier, we want to remove as much risk from the equation as we possibly can. We not only review with our physician clients their practice demographics and data, we also observe that physician in an exam room situation, because we want to make sure that that physician has the interpersonal skills that meet our standards. I would really close by saying something that's really quite simple, is that Special Docs has built its business with our 11th commandment, is that we deliver the same standard of care, personalized care, to our physician clients that we've engaged with that we expect them to deliver to their patients.
Michael, thank you. Pat, thank you. Jeff, thank you. And audience, we appreciate you investing your valuable time to listen to these podcasts. If you're interested in more information about Special Docs, please go to the web, specialdocs.com. And if you are a physician and like to see if this type of a model works for you, there's a 3-minute self-assessment that can be done, or feel free to call our offices and speak to any one of our associates at the company. Thank you all.